Cause you're a sky, cause you're a sky full of stars. I'm gonna give you my heart.
Welcome to the AAA podcast for September 2018. This month sees the autumnal equinox. The sun has been sinking lower and lower in the sky since June the 21st, the date of the summer solstice, when the sun reached 23.43 degrees above the celestial equator. On September the 23rd, it will cross the celestial equator. On the date, night and day will be of the same length all over the earth. The sun will continue to sink lower until it reaches the winter solstice on December the 21st, when it will be 23.43 degrees below the celestial equator. On September the 1st, the sun will rise around 6:20 a.m. British Summer Time and will set around 7:40 p.m. British Summer Time, giving around 13 hours of daylight. On September the 30th, the sun will rise around 7 a.m. British Summer Time and will set around 6:30 p.m. British Summer Time, giving around 11.5 hours of daylight. The moon will be at last quarter on September the 3rd and will be new on September the 9th. It will be at first quarter on September the 16th and will be full on September the 25th. The moon will pass in front of a number of bright stars this month. On the 21st and the 22nd of September, the star, Gamma Capricornii, will disappear behind the dark limb of the moon at around 9:25 p.m. British Summer Time. Gamma Capricornii has a magnitude of +3.7, and the event will be easily seen through binoculars. The star will reappear from the bright limb of the moon at around 10:18 p.m. British Summer Time. On the 23rd and 24th of September, there is a double event. The moon will be nearly full, so glare may impair the view, but it should still be visible through binoculars. Around 10:05 p.m. British Summer Time, PSI 1 Aquarii, shining at magnitude +4.2, will disappear behind the moon. It will appear again about 20 minutes later. At around 10:40 p.m. British Summer Time, the +4.4 magnitude star PSI 2 Aquarii will disappear behind the moon. On the night of the 2nd, 3rd of September, at about 11 p.m. British Summer Time, the moon, near last quarter, will rise close to the red giant star Aldebaran. A pair of binoculars will show the moon drifting slowly towards the red giant. It will pass the star around 12:30. A similar conjunction will occur on the night of the 29th and 30th of September, when at 11 p.m. British Summer Time, the moon will be passing through the Hyades cluster in the direction of Aldebaran, an event that will last through the hours of darkness. Moving on to the planets, Mercury, Venus and Jupiter are not well placed for observation this month. Saturn can still be seen low in the constellation of Sagittarius, and Mars can be seen low in the south in Capricornus. Although past opposition, it is still displaying a sizeable disk and is shining at magnitude -1.7. Uranus is moving towards opposition in October. It is a binocular object currently lying between the constellation of Aries and Pisces. It is currently shining at +5.7. Neptune is at opposition on September the 7th. It is currently shining at magnitudes +7.8 and will be visible in a pair of 10 by 50 binoculars. A small telescope will be required to resolve the disk. The comet responsible for the Draconic meteor shower is in the sky at the moment. Comet 21P Giacobini-Zinner is a periodic comet and begins the month close to the star Capella in the constellation of Auriga. It moves south and on the night of the 10th and 11th of September is close to the star cluster M37. On the night of the 14th and 15th of September, it is close to the star cluster M35. And it continues moving south, and on the night of the 26th and 27th of September will be roughly midway between Orion's Betelgeuse and Canis Minor's Procyon. The comet should be visible in a good pair of binoculars, but getting your telescope out would be the safer option. At this time of year, the summer triangle is well placed for viewing. The three stars that make up the triangle are Altair in Aquila the Eagle, shining at magnitude plus 0.76, Vega in Lyra the Lyre, shining at magnitude plus 0.03, and Deneb in Cygnus the Swan, shining at magnitude plus 1.25. All three stars are of similar magnitude, but whereas Altair is approximately 17 light-years away and Vega is about 25 light-years away, Deneb is estimated to be a massive 1,500 light-years away, and that is a conservative estimate. Indeed, Patrick Moore's data book estimates it to be 3,228 light-years away. And it has been estimated to be 70,000 times more luminous than our Sun. I propose now to look at the constellation Lyra in more detail, picking out some interesting telescopic targets. Lyra's brightest star Vega used to be our pole star, and in the distant future will be so again. The Earth is not a perfect sphere, as it bulges out slightly at the equator. This, together with the effects of our Moon, causes the Earth to wobble, causing the poles to describe a circle on the celestial sphere. It takes the Earth 26,000 years to complete one circle. The pole will slowly move away from the pole star. Other stars will take turns to mark our pole, and one of these will be Vega. Eventually, after 26,000 years, our current pole star will reclaim the title. To the left and slightly above Vega is the famous double-double star. To the naked eye it looks like a single star of magnitude plus 5.2, to be found at right ascension 18 hours 44 minutes and 23 seconds, declination plus 39 degrees 36 minutes and 46 arc seconds. Binoculars, or a telescope using low magnification, will show the star to be double. But increasing the telescope magnification will reveal that each of the two stars are themselves double. Just below Vega is a parallelogram of four stars. The bottom right-hand star is variable. Over a period of 12.94 days, it varies in brightness from 3.3, fading to plus 4.3 and back again. The variability happens because the star is a very close double. The two stars orbit each other every 12.94 days and are so close that there is an exchange of material between them. The pair are to be found at right ascension 18 hours 50.1 minutes and declination plus 33 degrees 22 minutes. Close to the variable star is the famous ring nebula M57. This is a planetary nebula which, through a small telescope, looks like a celestial smoke ring. It can be found at right ascension 18 hours 53 minutes and 35 seconds, declination plus 33 degrees 02 arc minutes. Although small, it is fairly bright, shining at magnitude 8.8, thus will take a reasonable amount of magnification on the telescope. The nebula is 2,283 light-years distant. A short way to the left of the ring is the globular cluster M56. It is to be found at right ascension 19 hours 60 minutes 35 seconds, declination plus 30 degrees 11 arc minutes. It shines at magnitude plus 8.2 and is estimated to be 33,000 light years away. That is all for this month. See you in October, when we will celebrate the end of British summertime and the return of dark skies at a civilised hour.